This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, forget apples, make it a pickle a day for a long life.
But first, the U.S. Supreme Court today was back in session, and it didn't waste any time taking up the contentious issue of abortion. The court said it would consider the constitutionality of banning a type of late-term abortion. The court also heard two important clean water cases, and the justices handed down a decision in a case involving hallucinogenic tea. Here to talk about all this is Slate's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. And Dahlia, first, the Supreme Court agreed today to hear about the federal ban on the procedure opponents call partial birth abortion. How is that significant?
Well, it's very significant, Madeline, because essentially this is a federal law that has never gone into effect. It was passed by Congress after the Supreme Court struck down a very similar Nebraska ban in 2000. This is very substantially the same, and it does not contain the federal ban, an exception for the health of the mother. That's why every court that's looked at it subsequently has said it's still unconstitutional. So the fact that the court went ahead and granted cert and agreed to hear it means that even though by all old measures of what used to be unconstitutional, it's still unconstitutional, the court agreed to hear it. It leads certainly critics to believe that the difference is not in the law, but in the composition of the court, that now that Judge Alito is on the court and Sandra Day O'Connor is off, the ground has shifted. The court is not going to hear this case this year. They've agreed to hear it for next term. So all this is going to reveal itself slowly.
So it is possible that the court could reverse itself.
Well, they won't call it reversing itself, but certainly, as I said, this ban also has no health exception for the mother, which was what bothered Sandra Day O'Connor. Its willingness to hear it again certainly raises questions about what's different.
The court also handed down a decision in a big religious case. Let's talk about that.
That case involved the government's attempt to regulate a hallucinogenic tea that's brewed from plants grown in the Amazon rainforest. The government sought to regulate it under the Controlled Substances Act, and the members of a church said no because it burdens our religious rights under RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They used this tea in a four-hour ritual to connect with God. And the Supreme Court unanimously, now Alito did not vote in this case, but otherwise unanimously agreed that at least for purposes of a preliminary injunction that had been granted to the church members, yes. In fact, the government claims are wrong and that their desire to sort of uniformly apply the drug laws is not, in fact, genuine because there's already an exception under RFRA for the use of peyote. The court said if you can have an exception to use peyote, you can have an exception for this tea. They sided with the church.
And finally, this was a busy day for the court. They heard a series of challenges to the Federal Clean Water Act. What were the issues there?
Well, the case involves two consolidated challenges to the government's power to essentially act under the Clean Water Act. The government says that it has the power to protect U.S. waters, and that includes the power to protect even what's called non-navigable wetlands. It came down in the end, Madeline, to a sort of fight, including questions of states' rights versus the federal government, about whether the government really needs to control what Justice Antonin Scalia today called, quote, puddles next to drainage dishes, and what Justice David Souter today said was simply if you take away the government's power to regulate these wetlands, you're essentially just giving polluters an inducement to go pollute farther upstream. So it really comes down to a question of what is the most effective way to give the government power to control what is a very, very attenuated water flow system.
And as you said, this was Justice Alito's first day on the court. Any impressions?
Well, you know, he was very quiet. He asked a question very early, I think, to sort of prove to us all that he could, and then he was very, very quiet for the rest of argument. Other than that, Scalia and Roberts were very, very aggressive questioners of the government today, and it looked, at least preliminarily, like it's going to line up with sort of Scalia, Roberts, possibly Alito, Kennedy, to the one side of this case, and the sort of more traditional liberal justices, Souter, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Stevens, much more sympathetic to the government claims under the Clean Water Act.
Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for us here at Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
Always a pleasure.